And we are live. Welcome to Redbird Red Zone Podcast. My name is Will. You can find me on Twitter at LiveOnThatSwing. Joining me today, I've got my two lovely, lovely co-hosts here for an emergency podcast. Wee-woo. Why don't you two introduce yourselves?
Hello. It's me again, Mac. And you can find me on Twitter at AZSportsFien. That's F-I-E-N.
What up, bitches? It's Jackie. You can find me on Twitter at JSanDiego. That is two O's, and we got some shit to talk.
We've got so much shit to talk. You're going to have to remind me here. Was the report card out at the time of the last?
No.
I don't believe so. No.
Should we touch that first, or should we touch like the current stuff first?
Let's touch the current stuff first. I think everyone's gone over the report card stuff.
Oh, so yeah, for sure.
We're kind of talented. But before we move on, it's been a minute. What are you guys sipping on tonight?
I've got a Golden Monkey Sour Ale, 9.5% alcohol, and a little marijuana.
Bada bing, bada boom. I've got some Agua Fresca.
Cute.
I hope Bobby, you're sucking on some MILF nipples right now. Some vitamin D, some 2%.
I had like half a bottle of Barefoot last night, if that means anything.
You fancy bitch, you.
Not really. It tasted awful.
Did I get a headache?
No, it wasn't even that good, man. I wish. Just sipping on water tonight. So fucking Bidwell, our favorite boy, is in the news today. Well, not
and
today.
In the doghouse.
Fuck, man. I am tired of this family. I am tired of this team. And I am tired of having shitty executives in Arizona sports. So, just to recap, for anybody who hasn't been in the know, in a recent arbitration claim by Terry McDonough of the Arizona Cardinals, formerly, he claimed that him and Wilkes in the 2018-19 offseason were forced to use burners to communicate with Steve Keim, or else they would lose their jobs. Pretty minor when it comes down to it, but I think that, you know, hearing about the workplace culture that has come with Bidwell and just everything about that environment is pretty damaging, just overall to this, not only to this team, just
damaging to his image, reputation. Cause, I mean, everyone looks at Bidwell and like he seems like a decent enough guy, you know. But you don't know what the hell is what he's like behind closed doors. But it seems like more and more, you know, the NFL will be doing an investigation, and you know, we've talked about it. You know, the culture reset. Everything starts at the top. You know, this isn't a Kyler Murray problem. This isn't a fucking Steve Keim problem. It's a head honcho.
Yeah.
We brought it up numerous times throughout the last couple of years.
It all starts
last season. Yeah, especially last season with all this drama in it. I mean, it started with you give Cliff and Keim the 5-year extension a year before heading into their final year of a deal. So you fire them before that deal even kicks in. You put in a homework clause for Kyler Murray that you know is going to come out and be public. You know, he's one of the top paid players in the league. People are going to go through those fucking contracts. And it's just, it's been one bad decision after another. You know, we don't have proof here to Terry McDonough. He says he's having a hard time finding a job back in the league. He looks like he left in 2021. So he's been out of the league for two seasons here. It's just, you know, I mean, I feel bad for this new regime too. This is your first time being a GM, your first time being a head coach, and now it's just filled with more bullshit.
And I 100% buy his claim. I 100% buy the claim of, oh yeah, this guy fucking royally screwed me, and I haven't been able to find a job for the past seven or eight years. We have seen that the NFL is nothing more than a billionaire's boys club who just constantly stick up for each other and just constantly just try to keep themselves above water and nobody else. I 100% believe McDonough when he says, yeah, no, I believe he's blackballing me. I can 100% see that if these claims are accurate. Seeing this come out and seeing how little has come of it really puts into perspective this team. Because, I mean, think about like Sarver, for instance. You know, when that news came out, that was big news. Do you want to know why that was big news? Because people give a shit about the Phoenix Suns. People know the Phoenix Suns. People are like, oh, hey, the Phoenix Suns, they have history. The saddest part about this whole, not even the saddest part, one of the saddest things about this whole news cycle is that despite the fact that this is happening, despite the fact that this has been happening for a while and there are people saying, yeah, no, he's just been this shitty for forever, nobody's really talking about it because nobody really gives a shit about the Cardinals. It's so much easier when it's a team that's just everybody's punching bag. I think we're too forgettable to be a punching bag even.
Well, I mean, NFL is a different breed than the NBA. I mean, the NFL still has Dan Snyder around. Yeah. You know, they got rid of the fucking Donald Sterling in the NBA quick. So it's totally different. You know, like you said, it's a billionaire's, you know, yacht club, basically, in the NFL.
Yeah, no, I think that the fact that this has effectively been able to slide under the radar, aside from the initial release, is pretty depressing.
What were you going to say, Jackie? Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no, you're good. It's interesting because, like, it's taken Dan Snyder how long to sell the team, and he still hasn't sold the team. The Sarver situation does give me hope, but then you brought up the Donald Sterling thing, too. But it's like, okay, so it's a little more easier on that NBA level than to do it in the NFL level. And then, you know, I was going to bring up the John Gruden thing, but, you know, he's a coach, not an owner. So it's a tricky situation. Ideally, in the perfect world, if all of these allegations are true, then they are able to get him out as soon as possible. But, you know, look at Dan Snyder. Like, as much as we all think, like, oh, this is it, that we're going to take down Bidwell, it's a lot harder.
It's a process. Yeah, wasn't Dan, it came out like, I feel it was like a decade ago, Dan Snyder, had cheerleaders on a yacht and had people you know, proposing fucking sexual acts with them for money. I believe that was like 5-6. It feels fucking like forever ago. But yeah, it's definitely, you know, you got the money. Money talks in the NFL. And Roger Goodell, you know, he's not one to swing with a heavy hand for really anything, you know. So, yeah. But at the end of the day, yeah, I don't, unless these accusations come out that what he was berating pregnant women and minorities,
wasn't there like a like beloved Cardinals media figure who bailed, and then a few months later she's like, oh yeah, I'm pregnant actually. Am I misremembering that?
No, I think I know here. Lisa Matthews.
That might be it.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, who knows, you know, they'd probably sign a form that they can't, you know, talk or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no non-disparagement clauses.
It was me. When I went to the game when I was pregnant, I ran into Bidwell and he told me to go fuck myself.
He was like,
a minority.
Ah, fuck.
But you know what doesn't look good, though, is the Cardinals, you know, a.k.a. Bidwell's retort to it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you shame that guy. It definitely had some anger in it. And that's not something you would typically see.
Felt like a response that wasn't pushed past a PR team.
Right. Oh, or it was like, fuck the PR. No one bid well, you know, he's going to push it right past the PR team. Exactly. Yep. Like it totally sounded like he was typing it fucking at his desk. No doubt about it.
I got breaking news, guys.
Zero.
Former Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury is expected to join Lincoln Riley at USC and work with the team's quarterbacks, per sources.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he's just going to love those USC co-eds.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's where he was expected to go before the Cardinals signed him, so man, it all comes full circle now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, going back to like the burner phone, I don't know what really the NFL could do about a burner phone. It was Bidwell himself who suspended Keim. So he's the one who put that in there. Maybe he did have a clause with the NFL and he had a sign on it, you know, stating that these bullet points are going to be, you know, held true. And it, maybe if he goes against that, maybe that's something the NFL can kind of do. But Steve Wilks, when he got, you know, he came out with his lawsuit, he also, against the NFL, which the Cardinals were included, he also brought up that he alleged Keim was working during his DUI suspension as well. So I do think there's probably some merit to that. Yeah. I don't know how far we that'll really go. And like Jackie said, I mean, just like a Dan Snyder still in the league, I think this is just something that we're going to have to kind of get used to. You know,
I'm exhausted, man. I am so tired. I am so tired of this fucking team, man.
No, I love the Cardinals, man, but there does come a point where it just, it is troublesome and it's exhausting. It really, really is. So I don't blame, you know, I don't blame a lot of fans who are just discouraged. And I'm just holding out hope that this new regime knows what they're doing. They're able to hit on draft picks because they're sure as hell not bringing in a lot of free agent guys. So this is, you know, looks like more of a full-blown rebuild than even what we were kind of thinking heading into
it. And again, I you know, this is not at all my position usually. This is rare optimist Will. This team has had such little turnover over the last 2 years that I am legitimately shocked that we are trying to do a rebuild right now. I do not understand it. Like this, there's enough of a skeleton here that we have from what we had a few years ago that I don't understand why we're rebuilding.
I do think with the new regime here and half the roster being, you know, free agents,
yeah,
I think it does kind of line up, you know, kind of perfectly, especially when you have the third pick in the draft and it just came out, we're recording on what, Monday, just came out today that the Cardinals supposedly have had 6 suitors for the number 3 pick in the draft. So imagine what kind of, if that is true, you know, it could just be the Cardinals putting something out there, but you have to imagine they've been getting some calls for that third pick. And if there's a bidding war, I mean, that's one good way to kind of help a rebuild along pretty quickly is getting a bunch of first, second, third rounders in the building ASAP.
If I am Monty, the only offer I listen to is the Colts. Because I know this isn't a draft where you can really say like, oh yeah, you know, this is a once in a generation talent. You can't afford to miss on this. But on the same token, I know how well Seattle develops their defensive prospects. And if Will Anderson is terrorizing us for the next 5 years at the minimum, I'm going
to. Oh, no, yeah, you cannot trade the Seahawks. Fuck that.
Well, no,
they wouldn't want to trade anyway. But I'm saying, like, if we were to trade back and Seattle keeps their fifth, they're probably taking Will Anderson, and that's going to really fuck us.
Well, what the craziest thing is that Will Anderson, I just saw this here. I'm sorry. Will Anderson is more favored to go in the top 2, and he is dropping down to 3rd now. So his odds bumped up to plus 400 on DraftKings for the first overall pick. So they're even, which I don't think that's going to, I mean, you don't trade up to 1 if you're the Panthers to get a. But his odds have been skyrocketing that he'll be gone before the Cardinals even draft. And if that's the case, if he goes at 2 to Houston, because you got D'Amico Ryans there in Houston. Defensive guy, they have their pick at 12. So if they want to get a quarterback and they don't love any of these quarterbacks, that could be an option where maybe they trade up from 12 on up. But Vegas right now has Will Anderson pulling before the Cardinals pick. So
do you want to know my response to that? Like honestly,
Vegas,
Jacob Eason, Matt Corral, Andy Dalton. That's my response to that.
Explain
that those are the 3 quarterbacks they have on their roster right now.
Who, Houston?
Yeah, Carolina.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Houston's second, right? Houston's picking second. Carolina's picking first. Oh, yeah. I don't think I would be shocked if Carolina doesn't go QB. But that number two pick, I do believe, is a big question mark with Houston. You never know what fucking the Texans are going to do. That's a franchise right there that is more poverty than the Cardinals.
The Panthers are such screw-ups that I really do think they might just pick Richardson.
That would be insane.
Because, I mean, and if that happens, any haul we get is just instantly doubled. Because, I mean, I know some teams are really falling in love with Richardson, but the other two quarterback prospects that are considered, you know, one and two are, you know, big enough prospects that you put money towards them. You put picks towards them. You do what you can to secure them. I think the best case scenario is they pick Richardson and we just work from there. Sorry, I completely went off the rails there.
I'll get enough to do that.
But yeah, no, it's just frustrating that we can never have a quiet week. And well, even we do have our quiet weeks. We're like, oh yeah, this guy who had like a 30 in PFF last year just joined our team on a 1-year deal.
That's great. Death, baby.
There's a account I follow on Instagram called NFL Fun Facts, and they gave us a real fun fact today. You want to know the fun fact they gave today? If the Cardinals won every game they played starting week one of next season, it would take until 2035 for them to get to franchise record of 500.
No way.
Dead fucking serious, man.
Wow. Well, I thought you said that was a fun fact.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, oh man, the Cardinals and the fun facts. Oh man. I wonder what they're going to say about us today. Pain. Just pain.
Never ending.
It's never ending.
Never ending. How's that 10% air going over there, Jackie? You still awake?
In the drain a little bit. It is almost past my bedtime. But, you know, we're gonna party on. We're going to prevail.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been on, so we appreciate you guys jumping on. I am drinking a Kona Big Wave Golden Ale. So
that's the one with the surfboard on it, right?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's only like a 6%, 7%er. I'm not on your level, but nope. I'm trying. Yeah, finished my first one right now. Gonna crack open number two. So, and we appreciate you guys all joining us and, you know, being loyal listeners. It's been a while. But we do have hopefully some exciting news. So stay tuned to our Twitter account here in the coming days, weeks.
That's right, folks. I am pregnant. Me, ooh, Will, damn. Your host, am pregnant.
College tings. Hashtag.
College tings.
College tings.
Oh, fuck. Man,
Jackie, you're not pregnant again? Second time? No, you're good. You're still. Only got one baby in the oven.
Michael Bidwell would like to.
One baby, and you know she's starting to fit into all of her the son's gear that we bought her before she was born. Now it's a playoff, so you know as much as the Cardinals disappoint us.
Has she grown out of the Kylo shirt I got her?
Oh yeah, she's been grown out of that. You gotta send her something new.
Well, maybe when those new, like old shirts go up, go on sale.
Because we're getting new uniforms.
Look at all that yellow.
It is very funny that people are like, this was obviously planned to coincide. It's like, how long do you think this takes to process?
Bidwell came out last year and said that it takes a time. I remember he came out and was like, there are things in the works, but you know, this takes time. I do find it interesting that it dropped the day after the Terry McDonough news came out, though. That's a little fishy, you know. Oh, look over here. You know,
you're gonna tell me that a piece of Cardinals news coincided with us doing something bad? That's shocking. We haven't done anything bad in the past year.
They're holding out the one piece of good news. You know, that's the one thing we can hang our hat on. So I'm curious to see what it turns out like. I hope they can reincorporate the state flag somewhere on the jersey itself, helmet or something. That'd be dope.
Or just please don't be fucking ugly. Because I already feel it. I already know. that Twitter is going to roast these new uniforms to fucking smithereens.
Be some like French mustard yellow looking shit.
Yeah, looking like fucking, I don't even know.
It's looking the like Sesame Street character and shit.
It's the Arizona Cardinals now. Of course it's going to be awful.
Just like our uniforms.
Yeah. Well, at least there's that though, and that's they said that is that coming before the draft, or are they releasing that like draft day?
Before,
yeah,
there,
probably
there is. It is. It should be noted there is yellow in the draft hats this year.
Oh, look at all that yellow.
Look at all that yellow.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I wonder if they'll do like yellow shoulder pads. Yellow face mask would be the only thing I kind of would like, just because it's kind of like a beak almost, you know? Yeah. I don't know how you can pull that off, but
beats me, man. I just hope that I can stop being embarrassed about this team.
I don't think you'll be that's happening soon. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to hold your breath too long.
Yeah, I know.
You know, at this point, if Kyler's not even going to be available for
half the season or whatever, yeah.
I think I Mandela. I feel like I Mandela affected myself into thinking that Colt McCoy retired, because I found out like a few weeks ago, like, oh yeah, no, he's still a Cardinal, and that fucking blew my mind. I was like, oh my god, I thought he retired.
You know, it feels like from the time Gannon got hired till now, it's been 2 years. I don't even remember what the fuck has happened between now and then, besides the McDonough shit. Like, I know we've signed some people. Nothing that moves the needle.
No. Yeah, no, I have not recognized a single name we've signed. If you were to put a list of names in front of me and you know, you were like, which of these were guys we signed, I probably couldn't tell you.
You see who we signed today?
Yeah, it was fucking Kent Flowers.
Ken Brockmore, Springfield News.
Chris Boyd.
I was close.
I think he's just a friggin' special teams guy.
A warm body.
Special teams guy. Bring them all in here. So, but yeah, like you said, I mean, that's to your point. There's not really anybody you could really name. Like, oh, boom, you know. I think the one, I don't know if we've had more than a 2-year contract as well. Who is the cat that we signed from the Eagles, their linebacker? But I mean, other than that, yeah.
Reading Cardinals free agency acquisition news is like reading like what Star Wars fans are excited. Well, no, I was gonna say like is like reading when like Star Wars fans are excited about a character in Mandalorian. Like, oh man, Brimblow Sprigley is in the Mandalorian now. I've been waiting my whole life for that. Like, wow, who's that?
Random ass character.
Nice. Like, who the fuck is that?
Well, yeah. You guys both sound like you know more about Mandalorian than I do. So
I don't. I watched 3 episodes and then I stopped. It's not bad. It's just not my thing.
It's not bad, but it's not good. I'm just kidding. I've never seen it, but you know.
Oh,
well, it's kind of like the Cardinals. Not last year. We were awful last year. That was fucking terrible.
Arizona Cardinals are the Charlotte Hornets of the NFL.
Oh, nobody's the Charlotte Hornets. That would
Who's
be...
the Lonzo Ball? LaMelo?
Whoever gets hurt all the time. That would be
Tyler.
Sheesh.
Shot fired. Hey, he's been posting workout videos, so eat it, Chuck Harris. He's been squatting.
Wait, is Chuck Harris on the thing we're going to be?
No.
Okay. No.
Okay, so cool. Fuck Chuck Harris.
Yeah, there's that secret. Is he going to be on the thing that we might be announcing? No, you're good. You're fine.
Guys, we want to announce that we have officially joined Kerry Lake's.
And I'm also gay.
Hooray!
Shout out Bud Light for making me feel included. As if the Dallas Cowboys can didn't already exist.
Oh, fuck.
Well, we got the draft coming up here in what, 2 weeks? So that's something that we'll be gearing up for. Fuck. So
it is 2 weeks.
We'll have to have a podcast coming up. Either we'll figure it. We'll have to figure something out.
Let's do a post draft one, man. I don't know anything about this draft.
Yeah, no, I'm fine to do a post draft, but even like, you know, maybe the night of doing a spaces like we did what last season for okay, a couple
if,
weeks.
But if we trade down to 27.
Oh yeah, it was kind of it's hard.
Because that's finals week for me.
Okay. Well, we'll figure something out. Stay tuned, folks. We do have a lot of exciting stuff in the works. Yeah, we apologize for not being as active. I know we all have a lot of shit going on. Jackie, you just get back from Arizona? You didn't come say hi? Sheesh.
I'm going to be in Phoenix on Wednesday. And if anybody's going to the Suns game on Sunday, halftime shots with the girl.
Oh, well, where are we sitting? Where are we sitting?
In the parking lot, probably. I just found the cheapest tickets I could. I bring my telescope.
No, it ain't not a bad seat in that fucking place. But,
I know is I'm going to find my way to courtside seats once I, lift up my shirt and flash the camera and be like, Booker, dribble these.
Hey, you single. There you go. Shoot your shot, mama. Shoot your shot. So what else you got lined up? Will, anything? Nice little quick episode so far?
I don't have anything else lined up aside from just fuck the way this organization treats people and fuck the way that this team continues to be.
Fuck Michael Bidwell. Everybody, do your squats and drink your water.
I really, really resent my dad for making me a Cardinals fan.
You see your dad next
time. I live here. At least you guys don't live here. I can't turn on a sports radio without hearing something on. Like, I was so sick last week. They kept on doing segments on the Cardinals. But, yo, Diamondbacks are on. Fucking Suns playoffs are coming on. Why are we still talking about the Cardinals? Like, just give me a week. You know, I need a...
But you don't understand. Squiggly McDougalpuff, he just got signed by the Cardinals.
It's the same shit for, like, 4 straight shows. Like, Jesus Christ.
We just signed a new corner. Jakar Noir.
Noir, Lamar, Javar. Yep. Third. All right. That was good. I feel good we're back, man. It's been a minute. We didn't really have too much notes this time. We just kind of wanted to.
We're still fucking back.
Yeah. It's off season, but stuff's rolling along. I wish the Cardinals would have. Know some breaking news positive that we could do an emergency podcast before the draft, but I'm not holding my breath, I'm not holding out hope. Emergency podcast when the unis drop. We're like, oh my god, we gotta fucking talk about this either magnificent piece of artwork or this garbage ass fucking thing, because there'll be no in between on Twitter, maybe one or the other.
No,
if it doesn't have the flag, what's it even for?
Does it come with the Cardinals butt plug? Then who wants it? Who needs it?
Will every Cardinal have a built-in Lovance? All right. This has been another fantastic episode of the Redbird Red Zone podcast. My name is Will. You can find me on Twitter at LivinThatSwing.
Miyamo Mac. Twitter, AZ Sports Fiend. FIEN.
And it's your girl Jackie. You can find me on Twitter at JSanDiego. That is with 2 O's.
And this has been another slander-filled episode of the Redbird Red Zone podcast, and we are out.